Okay, Torah on, Vayechi 92, middle of the first column. Last thing the Alter Rebbe was explaining, that when a Jew does a mitzvah down here, they cause more Kedusha to be revealed, Lamaila, and the Kedusha Mechoyim Alucha Sela, because our actions, that's how we make Hashem holy, Kaviyachol. By doing actions and mitzvahs, that reveals godliness from upstairs. So he says, from the mitzvahs a person does, becomes garments for the nefesh. Like it says in the Zayin, the Pasuk of Avraham Zakim Baba Yamim, it says Avraham Avinu was old coming in days. So the question is redundant. Old is coming in days. So the Zayin says, in those days of above, inu levushim become garments. In other words, simply it means Avram was old. Baba Yom means every day was utilized. You can get old and waste most of your life. Avram zaken Baba Yom means coming in days. Mean every day. So meaning he did. The Zayin says he did a lot of mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs became the garments for the nefesh. Behind how do mitzvahs become garments of the nefesh? Because again, the difference between learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we learned in Chassidus all over the place, that Torah, you understand, it's internalized. Mitzvahs are called garments. The Rebbe says it's all over Tanya. The mitzvahs are levushim. The mitzvahs are garments for the soul. Because you don't internalize, you don't understand it. So he says, because mitzvahs are the level of makif, they bring down makif, the level of saving kolalma. The kach nasa levush l'nishmosin. It becomes a garment for his nefesh, shetei nafshi tzurur v'tzurur achayim. It should be bound up in the bond of life as Hashem together with Hashem. Like we learned, in order for a neshama to be able to handle the revelations of godliness, you need to have a garment. Like, you want to be revealed, you want to be able to see a bright light of the sun, you need to wear glasses and sunglasses to be able to, as garments. But there's a problem, because Gemara says, Peish afeilu peish yisrael melei mitzvahs kerimin. The Gemara says that Jewish rebellious sinners are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate.
Like me.
No, it doesn't refer to you. And you can take it any way you want. If mitzvah is what you do, brings down Elokus into the world, so the question is, how can sinners be full of mitzvahs? I mentioned many times, it's a beautiful, remarkable story. This Hasidic Jew, not Chabad, Hasidic Jew went into the Rebbe once, and he says he doesn't understand this Gemara. Peishi Yisrael, Malayim Mitzvahs Kirimen. The rebellion are full of mitzvahs. So he says, he said to the Rebbe, I don't understand the Gemara. If they're rebellious, how could they be full of mitzvahs?
Right.
The Rebbe said to him, I also don't understand the Gemara. If they're full of mitzvahs, how could they be rebellious? How could they be sinners?
Always look at the other side.
Always the other, the positive, the negativity positive. Becomes positivity. No, it's not stam a joke. I mean, like, it's a whole concept. This guy is looking negative. The guy's no good. He's a sinner. Throw him out. And the Rebbe says, no, he's a yid. He's full of mitzvahs. So you bring him closer. But the question that the Rebbe is asking, if mitzvahs are levushim, but this guy, and because they bring down the level of makif, but if these guys don't do mitzvahs, how could they be full of mitzvahs? So he says, Elo inyanu shem shocha kedusha yena yadi simcha shom mitzvah dafka. The way you bring down kedusha from above is only with simcha. Like it says, tach asher le'avadotas Hashem alakecha b'simcha. Because you did all the curses come upon the Jewish people because they didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. It doesn't say they didn't serve Hashem. It said they didn't serve Hashem with simcha. By simcha, how do you get happy? Mitzad is bainness, mitzad atzme. From the meditation itself. Ech sha mitzvah sem bechines erin tzav baruch hu atzme adrein nanifloys. That they mitzvahs are the level of infinite, the level of Hashem. In other words, like this. When a person understands what they do when they get a when they do a mitzvah, they understand what they accomplish, it causes them simcha. I'll give you a simple example. Give a little kid, a four-year-old, five-year-old, okay? Give him $2 bills or one $5 bill. They'd rather have the two $1 bills because it's two. Because they don't understand the level of money, right? The older person understands, okay, $5 is better than two $1 bills, yeah? In order to have simcha, to be happy about something, you have to understand what you're accomplishing by doing it. Because when you understand what you're accomplishing by doing that, you're connecting to the infinite level of Hashem, that causes simcha. Just think about it. If you realize what you're accomplishing, then it's a great level of simcha. And he says, L'chein yismach libi b'kiyam ha-mitzvahs, ashe k'dshonu b'mitzvah yisid mamish. That's the level, chamar chavayin atik. This very strong white wine. And he said, that's the level of Eine Galion L'sanig Hashem Mamish. Okay? So he said like this. The second level of the white wine versus the red wine. Yeah? So he says, red wine in Kabbalah, red wine is lower, and then white wine is higher. And he says, but in order to come to the simcha, he said like this, red wine, the Gemara says, makes you drunk. White wine makes a simcha. So he says, in order to understand, I mean, in order to have the level of simcha from bringing down white, the level of atik, chamachman atik, meaning simply means strong, you know, that level. First, you need the lower level of wine, the red wine, which is hamshachas bris kedushas. In other words, like this. First, you have to get rid of your evil. In order to meditate into Hashem, you can't be schlepping on the ground, meaning spiritually. You can be in a very low level, corrupt, immoral, low, peshi Yisrael, and expect to have meditation in the greatness of Hashem. Okay? Chassidim of yesteryear used to say that they would do iskafia, break themselves when it came to eating. And they said, why did they do it? Because they would be able to understand Chassidus better. You want to learn Chassidus, you want to learn godly wisdom. If you're, as they say in Yiddish, a grubber jung, a coarse human being, how in the world does your mind expect to understand godliness? You're so coarse. You want to understand something edel, something refined. You have to be a refined person. A refined person can understand something refined. If you're fressing and puffing and guzzling and, you know, all that stuff, how in the world do you expect to be understood? So he says, first you have to get rid of the evil, and then first you need sur mera, and then you do vasei teif. First you need to get rid of the filth. You can't, if you're full of mud and you want to get dressed to go to a banquet, you can't get dressed if you're full of mud. Why can't you just put on the clean clothing, the nice clothing? Because you're full of mud. How in the world can you put on the... How could you do a seitev if you're full of ra? So first you need surmeira, which is the level of red wine. Gvura, red is gvura. White is chesed. So red wine symbolizes gvura. What does gvura mean of kedusha? The powerful thing within the person to get rid of his evil, to break his evil, that takes strength. That takes strength to get rid of evil. And then you can bring down the higher level of makifa.
So red wine is cleans, and then the white wine, what does the white wine do?
Brings down the infinite level of God.
Why do we use white wine instead?
Because halachically, red wine is better. But Kabbalistically, He's not talking here about drinking red wine and white wine in it. He's talking about the avodah of wine. Like he said, wine is concealed and you're revealing this hidden level. So you can reveal in a hidden level, a revealed level of red wine, which is, as he explains now, the level of gevura to turn away from evil. And then you can come to a higher level of bringing down this level of makifim, the infinite level of elokus. Then you can enjoy godliness. Then you can appreciate, like you put on nice clothing, you can appreciate them only when you get rid of the dirt first. You're not going to be able to appreciate the clothing, the nice clothing, so to speak, if you're filthy. Meaning like this, only tainug is after you get what you want. If you don't get what you want, then you can't have tainug. You can't have enjoyment. First you have to get what you want. You have to have rotzi. And after you have will, then you can have tainug. When you get what you want, then you're sanik. Then you can enjoy, then you can have pleasure. Yeah. The question, yes, for sure. Because the Rebbe spoke this in Avedis Hashem, and he brought a marshal for medicine. In many sikhs, the Rebbe explains that there's two approaches in medicine. It's in physical medicine and in mental medicine. Okay, in physical medicine, you could deal with the illness itself, or another way, strengthening the rest of the body, and the illness weakens automatically. I'm not saying it's not. Now, you have that in gashmistika medicine. Sometimes, God forbid, this person has cancer and there's nothing you can do with it. So you try to strengthen the rest of the body to try to limit or get rid of the illness, yeah? But you have that also in peace therapy and in mental therapy. People have issues with trauma bias, yeah? There's two ways of dealing with it. Either you can deal head-on with what's the issue, what's the problem, and deal with the problem. Or you can look at take the good aspects of the marriage and accentuate the positive, bring out the positive, and automatically the negativity goes away by itself.
That's exactly what distinguishes the ones who divorce and marry. They all have differences, but the ones who stay married, they dwell on the positive between them. And the ones who end up divorced,
thank you, doctor.
More on the negative.
Thank you, therapist, doctor. Yes. Now, so what's the... So one is sur meira, one is asay toiv. One is dealing with the negative, because, like Dalton Rebbe says in Tanya, ha-metzavik imenuvo misnavo. You fight dirt, you get dirty. So when you deal with an issue, like Freud therapy was dig deeper, you're going to find a lot of mud. And bring up the mud and deal with the mud. Yeah? The problem is that is when you're digging mud, you're going to get muddy. Chassidus says, "Asaytei," the opposite. "Asaytei" means only do good, and when you do good, then you realize there's no bad. So, sur meira helps asaytei, but equally so, asaytei deals with sur meira. We learned many times, Musar. Dr. Rebbe quotes Musar all over Tanya. Yeah, Musar is the style of admonishing people for their avedas. That was like the misnagdim very much in those days. And today, we're into musar. You know, you're going to burn, you're going to this, you're going to, you know, do this, you have to better your... That's sur meira. See this? No, it's Torah. Torah says sur meira. But there's a second level, which the Rebbe explains, is chassidus, which is asaytei, forget the negativity. Because once you harp and dirt, you're going to get dirty. Deal only with power. Just do good. When you do good, automatically the evil falls away. I mentioned this many, many times. There are certain places, you have anti-vaccine, anti-this. They have anti-Lashon Hara. You have the pro-Lashon Hara and the anti-Lashon Hara. Okay. So the anti-Lashon Haras, you know, they say, okay, from 8 to 9, no Lashon Hara. There you have this. And Tuesday night, the whole school from 8 to 9 will not speak Lashon Hara. It's wonderful. But with all due respect to them, it's idiotic. Why is it idiotic? Basically, you're saying like this. No Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, no Lashon Hara. So, in other words, let's hop around before 8 o'clock. And 9 o'clock, oh, thank God, they're back to Lashon Hara. There's another way. But that's looking at negativity. You can have a way. Let's learn properly from 8 to 9. If you're learning properly from 8 to 9, you're not going to speak Lashon Hara anyway. But what are you emphasizing? You're not emphasizing the negativity. Don't. You ever tell a kid when they're carrying something, don't drop it. That's when they drop it. Right? That's when they drop it, because you're hopping on the negativity. The same thing in chinuch. Yeah, years ago, this is what they used to do, and people woke up a little bit. Years ago, when there was something called a blackboard or whatever, yeah, if a kid misbehaved, they put the name on the board. Yeah, what does that mean? Everybody wants attention. Everybody likes to see the name in print, yeah? So, this is helping a kid to be bad. But if you say, if you're good, your name's going to be on the board. It's the same thing. You're separating between the good kids and the bad kids of behavior, not kids. Okay? But here you're harping on the good. Here you're harping on the negative. So what's better? Of course, you're harping, you should harp on the good.
You don't stigmatize anybody.
Right. And it's the whole approach of the Baal Shem Tov, the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe, you deal with the positive, forget the negativity. Move on. The past, the negativity of the past, you forget about. The Rebbe explains this in the Sicha. When the Jews were going out of Egypt, yeah, the Mitzrayim were following them from behind. The Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were following them from behind. Yeah. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. Hashem didn't say, go turn around to fight the Egyptians. Hashem said, go. Jump into the sea. Yeah? In the same parsha, at the end of the parsha, Amalek comes. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Yeshua, say hilochim b'Amalek. Go fight Amalek. Why by Mitzrayim did Hashem say, don't fight them?
Move on.
And by move on. And by Amalek, Hashem says, go fight them.
Go back.
So the answer is very simple, the Rebbe explains. Mitzrayim is coming from behind. Mitzrayim represents the past. Forget about the past. Move on. Amalek was coming from the front. They're stopping you from going to Matan Torah. Go fight them. But the past, it's done already. It's in the history book. Forget it. Just do good. When you do good, the past automatically, the evil of the past automatically falls away. It's such a different approach of life that you can't imagine the difference.
It's a lifetime practice, but it's
Can you do me one favor? Can you tell me what in life is not a lifelong practice? Tell me one thing in life which is not a lifelong practice.
A lot of things.
Nothing. Nothing. Well, tell me one thing that's only a temporary lifelong, not a lifelong practice.
It's a discipline. It's a
positive discipline rather than a negative discipline. Remember, nega is einig. Choron becomes nich. All the negativity has to become positive.
Something.
You're supposed to.
Every second,
but if you're not a chassid also.
Every second you have to be
at your best.
But we also know that we're human, and
I mentioned that for Ben Yitzchak Kislev, Rabbi Ephraim Mintz, who for Ben the night before Yitzchak Kislev, said the story that the Rebbe Rashab calls on one day to free the Rebbe, and he says, last night, two chassidim came into Yichidus. One gave me tremendous pleasure, and one gave me aggravation. He says, what? He tells his son, he mentioned him, it's nothing again. One chassid came into him from a certain city, and the Rebbe Rashab said to him, no, what's going on in your city? So Baruch Hashem, we're learning, we're davening, this and that, and that. He says, and what's with Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, between man to man? You know, Rabbi, you know the way it is. This guy doesn't like this guy, this guy doesn't like this guy. He said, another chassid came in, Baliol Lebler, who's also mentioned at Yem Yem. And the Rebbe said, no, what's going on in your city? He said, Baruch Hashem. But the Rebbe, he says, immediately he gives a sigh. You know, this and this Yid over there, he needs a bracha for Parnassah. He really needs a bracha for Parnassah. So the Rebbe Rashab said to him, the first guy that came in gave him tremendous aggravation. It was all about our completeness. We're learning, we're davening, we're great, eh? I Bein Odom, a little bittle for another Jew. The other Yid, what was bothering him? What was bothering him? That the Jew needed Parnassa. He said, the question is, are you into yourself or into somebody else? That's the discipline of thinking about somebody else is the bittle that the Jew needs to do.
Well, but that's what the reforms say. You know, they always say the same thing. It's all about tikkun olam, tikkun olam.
Tikkun olam, by the way, is Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi.
So yeah, that's what they say. You know, we have to help. You know, it's not about learning. It's about
okay. Caring. Now that we're not finishing the my menu, next week we're going to learn Basi L'Gani, but. You know why the Ten Commandments are split into half, five and five?
Yeah, Ben Adam.
First five are Ben Adam Lamokim, between man and God. The second one between man to man. Why? Because the Torah wants to teach us you cannot be complete between man and God if you're not good between man to man. And you cannot be good between man to man unless if you're not good between man and God.
Foundation.
Why? Why? So explanation is very simple. Really, if there's me and you, I come first. That's human nature. I before you. Okay? Now, Bein Odom L'Mokim, the mitzvahs between man and God, basically indoctrinate within the person the concept, not everything I want I get. There's somebody else, i.e. Jah Hashem, that I have to give up what I want for him. Isn't that what Bein Odom L'Mokim teaches us? That I want to eat it, Hashem says no, I don't eat it. I want a donut, whatever. Hashem says no. Bein Odom L'Mokim teaches a person, trained a person, that there's something else outside of me. In other words, there isn't always what's in it for me. Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi cannot be complete because there's always what's in it for me. I'm going to be a nice person to you is because it makes me a good person. But if I'm going to be a bad person because of what I'm helping you, I'm going to get into trouble or I'm going to lose money because of it. I'm not going to do it because I come before you. Yeah, I want to be a good person, a complete person. So therefore, in order for me to be a complete person, I have to be a kind person. If you're not a kind person, you're not a good person. But it's all about me. Bein Odom L'Mokim teaches a Jew, it's not all about you. There's something else called Hashem, or taking it further, another person. And therefore, they both complete each other. They both complement each other in a way that's why it's a complete is when you have both together. If you're going to have only between man to man, we're going to be wonderful human beings. It's wonderful. But it's all me. I become a good person. If I'm not going to become a good person, I'm not going to... Yeah, there were goyim in World War II to risk their lives saving Jews. Those tackle are good people. Because they didn't do it for to be a good person. They were risking their lives. I'm not going to risk my life for you. Unless if I'm trained by Adam Lamokim. Again, be a full God, right, right. You know what? The Baal Shem Tov said that a non-Jew who believes in God is better than an atheist. Okay? He's a Aveda Zara, he's worshipping gods. But he's still, there's a premise over here. There's something outside of me. The first chassid came in and said, oh, thank God, you're growing, and this, and becoming great, and holy, and wonderful. And the other chassid said, Rebbe, this guy needs help. It's about somebody else, not all about me. That's a fundamental difference. That all comes, by the way, from the positive attitude in life. So the Alter Rebbe, how do we get into this? The Alter Rebbe says over here, you can't come to the white wine without the red wine first. So first you have to get surmira. First you have to get rid of the evil. And then you have to do good. But the question is, what are you focusing on? What's the primary, the negativity or the positivity? But David HaMelech says in Tehillim, surmira vaseitei. Both have to be. Torah says, you need some musr and chassidus. But the question is, what's the emphasis? On the sur mirah or on the seitev? So Musar emphasizes the sur mirah. You also believe in a seitev because it's a pasuk. But Siddhis emphasizes the seitev. Not that you don't have sur mirah. Here the Rebbe says, you need to get rid of the evil. But a lot of times you get rid of the evil by doing good. By doing good, evil automatically falls away.
Dwell on the good.
Focus on the positive.